Genre Productions presents Geek by Night, Episode 10, Ghost Story, Part 2. Written by Scott Corelli, Nick Jimenez, and Cassandra Fredrickson.
Reports of citizens losing ground as massive fiery pits open beneath them. Hell itself has come to McKinney City, dear listeners, and with it, an army of the dead.
These things are all over the city!
We have to help these people.
How? We don't even know what we're dealing with!
Yeah, it's not like you can possess a ghost. And what am I gonna do? Use my super senses to soak up all the not stuff they have?
Well, Elliot's powers would work on like 51% of them.
What about the other 49%?
I haven't thought that part out yet.
Oh, please, God, somebody help!
Whoa, buddy, it's okay. They can't hurt you, man. They're just ghosts.
Just ghosts?
Alleged ghosts. They could be anything and probably are because ghosts aren't real.
Look around you, Gwen. We're standing in the third act of Ghostbusters here. Throw a rock and you hit a spirit. Well, I mean, okay, not literally because, you know, they're ghosts and the rock would go right through them, but you get my point.
Ooh, you want to drop references, pal? Okay, I got one for you. Doctor Who Army of Ghosts. The whole world thought the dead had returned to Earth. Everybody was all in hoopla, but they weren't ghosts. They were Cybermen, playing on mankind's obsession with there being an afterlife. I'll bet folding money that this is exactly what's going on. Whenever people say that something unknown is supernatural, the universe throws a logic snowball right in our face. I'm just using it to catch the snowball instead of taking it on the nose like you're gonna be when we get to the bottom of this.
Oh God, no! No, please!
So, Gwen, what are your feelings on theology now?
Weirdly, I'm still not totally sold, but even I have to admit, watching a man be literally dragged to hell by two cackling skeletons is a pretty convincing argument.
Did that guy just die? Like in front of us?
This is getting really intense, you guys. I don't think my normal amount of snark is going to cut it as a coping mechanism this time.
Try denial. It's working for me.
We need to find Lorelai and Simon. They'll know what to do.
That abandoned amusement park they went to is like 50 miles away. And who knows if they're even there at this point? We have no way of contacting them.
Oh, what about Simon's smarty talkies?
Did you bring yours?
No. Did you?
No.
What are you looking at me for?
Your team leader!
Okay, but who would just bring that thing along with them everywhere all the time? I mean, besides Simon.
Do you think Lorelai still has the smarty talkie that Simon gave her? It might be in her office. Swift Industries is only a few blocks away.
That's assuming we don't get sucked into the bowels of hell before we get there.
I guess that's just the chance we're gonna have to take.
But do we? Do we have to?
People are dying, Gibson.
I know, but it's scary.
Well, staying in one place didn't stop that one guy from getting attacked by the Army of Darkness. If we're running, at least we can be moving targets.
That's actually a pretty good point. And now I am super uncomfortable with the fact that I'm just standing here right now.
Yep, ready to run now, please.
Go, go, go.
For the moment?
Where's Henry?
There is no Henry. Only Gore.
We just cannot escape these Ghostbusters references, can we?
Henry's transformed.
I'm bloody well aware of that, Simon. Thank you.
Well, hey, I mean, it can't get much worse than this, can it?
Why would you say that?
Lorelai, look out!
Saying?
This is so much worse than I was prepared for.
I'm glad we know now that all of this isn't real, because otherwise I'd be having a pretty major panic attack right about now.
We're staring at a massive, fiery pit to literal hell, and you're telling me that you're somehow not having a panic attack?
Well, none of this is actually real, so there's not literally hell, and there's no reason to panic.
Lorelai is in there!
But it's not real, so she'll probably be fine. Physically. Anyway, psychologically, I guarantee nothing.
Simon, if all of this has to do with powers, then I agree that it probably can't hurt us. But Lorelei doesn't have any power, so that means that...
Oh, she's in a lot of danger.
That's what I'm saying! Lorelei!
Everyone we know has powers. I keep forgetting she doesn't have any.
Lorelei!
Please?
I'm coming!
Mindy, wait!
Oh, no, that's fine. I guess I'll just find my own way down.
Do you even see what's happening out there, Teddy?
Veronica, that's enough.
Nathan is the one making this happen. Can't you see that? Whatever he says happens. He's making up his stories again, only this time he's making them come true.
With what? Are you going to tell me that Nathan is some kind of necromancer or something now?
Maybe. I don't know. All I know is that he's responsible for this.
Would you listen to yourself? Do you have any idea how paranoid that sounds? Hell, the only reason I believe in the damn ghosts is because I can see them out my office window. Where's your proof that Nathan's doing this himself? How would that even be possible?
Lorelei Swift.
Oh, for God's sake.
Something is happening at Swift Industries. I don't know what, but that woman is messing with stuff beyond what we used to think is possible.
You know who you sound like? Him. You're talking how he was talking, right before it all went sideways. I trusted him. He didn't have the facts, he didn't have the sources, but I trusted him. And look what happened. My mistake nearly cost this station everything. Well, that's not happening again. Now I only trust what I can see. And right now, Veronica, I see dead people.
You want facts? I'll give you facts. How about Cosmo Peters shooting lightning out of a toy hammer, or the grid threatening to kill everyone in town? Both of those things happened after the explosion at Swift Industries. Not to mention all the other random weird things that have been going on in this town since. They're all connected, Teddy, and somehow Nathan is too.
Where's your proof, Veronica?
You want proof? Well, I can get you proof. Just let me do my damn job.
Your job is whatever the hell I say it is. And right now, I say it's to sit right where you are and shut your mouth.
You're a coward.
Yeah, that's me. A big damn coward.
Lorelei?
Over here.
What's with the creepy music?
I think it was a part of the building that collapsed. It was the spook house. What is it? What's happening?
It's just a jump scare. One of those fake ghosts on a spring release. Can't say this little adventure hasn't been festive, at least. Simon, how'd you get down here?
I stood on a big rock and lowered it into the pit telepathically.
You can do that?
Never tried to do it before, but apparently, to borrow your phrase, bow, bitches. Where's Lorelei?
Trapped under a rock at the moment. Though I'd rather not be.
On it.
Thank you, Simon. So, do either of you happen to know what the bloody hell is happening?
Powers.
Of course it is.
Some guy on the news is saying stuff and it's all coming true.
Reality manipulation? That's interesting.
I mean, I would have gone with bone-chillingly terrifying, but sure, interesting works.
Where's Henry?
I'm not sure. I don't think he followed me down here.
Do you hear that?
Probably just the spook house playing more sound effects.
I don't think that's a sound effect.
Skeletons!
Fight them!
How? We don't have any weapons!
For God's sakes, they're skeletons, Mindy! Just run into them and break them apart!
There's more coming.
I admire your thoroughness, Mindy, but he's already down. You don't have to rip off his legs as well. What are you doing?
Improvising.
Idea. Simon, is that you?
How are you getting a signal down here? Or, you know, at all?
It's not my phone. Hello?
Hey, Simon.
Oh, we're just sort of dealing with all hell breaking loose at the moment.
You too, huh?
Where are you?
We got stuck outside in the chaos and had to get to Swift Industries so we could find Lorelei Smarty Talkie. They're the only thing working right now.
Is my sister okay?
She's fine. Just a little busy with a skeleton army at the moment.
Your bones will crack under the weight.
light of my fury.
I think she's working through a lot of her rage issues.
Oh man, you guys got the fun side plot.
Any idea what's causing all of this?
A GSE newscaster named Nathan Gershwin. He has the power to manipulate reality using his words, and he's on a broadcast right now describing all of this madness and making it real.
How can we stop it?
There's a broadcast jammer in one of my R&D labs we can use. It can block any frequency in the world. It's bloody illegal, but in this case we might have to make an exception. If he's off the air, his power over the city should break, and everything will go back to normal.
Ruh-roh.
What was that?
I think we just lost power, Lorelai.
That's not possible! The grid!
A lot of impossible things have been going on today, Lorelai. I think a power outage is the first normal thing to happen all day.
Fair point. Okay, new plan. We need the broadcast jammer from Lab 42, but we can't run it without power, so we need someone to get down to the grid and restart it.
I'm on it!
I'll go get the broadcast jammer from the lab. What's it look like?
Like a defibrillation cart with four jumper cables hanging off it. When you find it, bring it to the roof.
Got it!
The roof? What's on the roof?
You are, Gwendolyn. And a really big antenna. Now move!
What the hell was that?
Hell on Earth, wasn't it?
Don't.
And it's only gonna get worse if you continue to allow Nathan to say whatever he damn well pleases live on the air.
Because he has superpowers.
Teddy!
Veronica, we're reporting the news, not whatever insane theory has popped into your head.
A portal to another dimension is opening in the sky over McKinney City now, and a giant tentacle beast is emerging to enslave our world. The apocalypse with a capital A has arrived, ladies and gentlemen. The end is most certainly nigh.
Can I get a visual confirmation? Are we getting footage of that?
I'm not seeing anything on the... Wait. Something's happening in the sky.
Throw it on the master feed.
I don't know about you guys, but that looks a lot like a tentacled beast to me.
Are we on a delay?
No, it's a live feed.
How the hell did Nathan know that was going to happen?
He didn't. He's making it all up. Teddy, this is what I've been trying to tell you.
Somebody cut the broadcast. Now.
It's going to be kind of hard to do that when I have all the broadcast controls in the booth with me.
Nathan, what is this? What are you doing?
I'm just telling a story, Teddy. And this time, you won't be able to do anything to stop me.
I'll come in there and unplug you myself.
That would be quite the feat. What with you being paralyzed from the waist down and all?
Teddy!
Veronica, I can't feel my legs. What did he do to me?
I immobilized you. Just like you did to my career, you son of a bitch.
I fired you for making up your news stories, Nathan. You were a bad journalist.
Oh, who cares? Who even watches the news for facts anymore? I got you ratings. That's all that should have mattered.
Maybe I try to have more integrity than that.
There hasn't been any integrity in the news in 20 years. I was giving the people what they want. Entertainment. Now, sit back and enjoy the show.
So sorry for the interruption, dear listeners, but I've just received information that the Tentacle Beast is a god, and he is angry.
Veronica, you have to stop him.
I can't. Someone tied me to a chair.
You have to do something.
You know my loony theory about Nathan somehow being linked to Cosmo Peters and the grid going haywire and all the other crazy things that have been going on? Well, I've got another theory.
What's that?
I think there's someone, or a group of someone, saving us.
Like superheroes?
I don't know, Teddy. Maybe.
Well, I hope you're right, Veronica. But even if you are, they're going to have their work cut out for them this time.
Victor, are you online?
Elliot? Where is everybody? What the hell is going on? The internet and cell towers went down. I couldn't travel anywhere.
You know the whole invasion of ghosts thing that happened? Well, it's sort of escalated a lot since then.
Escalated how, exactly?
Basically hell on Earth.
Please tell me you're just being dramatic.
Really wish I was, buddy. If anything, I'm actually underselling everything that's going on out there right now. We have a plan in place, but I gotta reboot the grid so we can have power.
See that wall of switches over there?
Yeah.
You gotta flip them off and on again.
Okay. Which one?
All of them.
What?
In sequence.
Jesus, how many switches is that?
500.
Holy shit. Okay, better get started.
Okay, I think that's the last of them. How are they coming on that broadcast jammer?
Gwendolyn has prepared the broadcast antenna and is now waiting for your brother to arrive on the roof with the jamming device.
Right, so I have a question.
Certainly.
Say this whole McKinney City hellscape thing goes away when Nathan's broadcast is jammed like you think it will. What happens to the pit we're in right now when it does?
Well, I suppose it would cease to exist.
So all of this is going to turn back into a bunch of dirt?
Presumably.
Why'd you ask, Mindy?
I mean, wouldn't we want to not be down here when that happens? You know, so we aren't buried alive?
Well, this is all an illusion created by Nathan's powers, so we're not technically underground at all. Theoretically, when we shut down Nathan's control over reality, we should just appear on solid ground again.
Theoretically?
Yes.
So you don't know that for a fact?
No.
Okay, yeah, not for nothing, guys, but I'm not super comfortable putting all my chips in a basket that could end up being a coffin. I say we get out of here before more of Jack Skellington's crew can distract us.
She certainly has a point.
All right, well, I can ride that rock back to the surface if you can give Lorelei a lift.
Sounds good. What do you say, Lorelei? You want to go piggyback or armpits?
Oh, piggyback, please. I'm far too ticklish for armpits.
About time.
Hey, this thing is a lot more cumbersome than it looks.
It has wheels.
But I had to take the stairs because the elevators don't run on emergency power. Stairs, Gwen! Like 16 flights of stairs!
Whatever, just wheel it over to the antenna. All right, Lorelei, talk me through how to set up this jammer thing.
Oh!
Lorelei? Is everything okay?
Oh, I'm fine, dear. Just had a bit of a rough landing.
Hey, I'm not used to flying with the extra weight. You're lucky we didn't land face first into the Ferris wheel.
Well, I suppose we both know what you need to work on during our next training session, then. Sorry, Gwendolyn. What do you need?
I've got the jammer.
Oh, splendid. Take the four cables and plug them into the antenna's main control port. It's all color-coded, you can't miss it.
On it. And done. Now what?
Now we wait for Elliot to get the power turned on.
I believe that was my cue.
Elliot!
Is that Elliot? Has he reset the power?
Reset and running strong, Lorelei. Victor helped me get communications working in the building, too, so I jumped on the line, and now I'm heading upstairs to meet you guys.
Good work, Elliot. Sorry about all those switches.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever feel my fingers again.
Well, all that's left to do then is...
Lorelei.
Oh, Henry, you sneaky... I didn't hear you come up to us.
Right, well, I am a ghost, so that sort of thing just comes with the territory.
You're looking... better?
You mean as far as dead people go?
Henry.
I'm sorry, I don't know what came over me earlier, but I seem to be doing okay now.
You attacked me.
I wasn't in control of myself, Lore. But I am now. I'm me again. But I heard what you're planning. And Lorelei, if you stop the broadcast, I'm not going to be able to talk to you anymore.
Lorelei, you're breaking up. What did you say we had to do?
We may have a bit of a problem.
Simon, I really don't think we can deal with any more problems right now. What's going on?
Lorelei had a husband named Henry who died, and now his ghost is here to stop us from jamming the broadcast.
So many things for my brain to unpack.
Lorelei, Gwen needs you to tell her how to put the jammer on the antenna.
Right. Just a moment.
Lorelei, things are really bad, and they're just gonna get worse.
There's a giant tentacle monster attacking the city!
As in a big cephalopod or Cthulhu god of insanity?
Definitely the second one!
Lorelei, we have to put a stop to this right now.
I need a moment with Henry, Simon.
Lorelei, people are dying. There's no time.
Tell them to set the jammer to the GSN broadcast channel, but wait for my signal before turning it on.
Lore.
You're not him.
What? Don't say that.
It's not a bad thing. No one could be. You're beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. My eyes hurt just looking at you and hearing your voice. It's like hearing my favorite song again after almost forgetting how it went, but you're not Henry. Someone with powers is creating you from my mind. You're just what I can remember. Your photograph. A memory. I knew Henry better than anyone on this earth. I knew every line on his face. I could know who he was just by touching his skin, but even I couldn't do him justice. There was still so much of him I never got to know, so much of him that's gone. His feet! I can't remember what his feet look like. That absolutely breaks me. Why can't I just remember what his stupid feet look like?
Don't cry, Lore.
You're the best I could do. And I'm so grateful, but you're not him.
You're not real.
Please, Lorelai, don't do this.
I have to.
Poor Lorelai.
Hello? Can someone help me? What's happening?
Oh my god.
Elliot, who's there? The cameras are still down, man. I'm blind.
Elliot.
Gretchen.
Gretchen?
Elliot,
I'll miss you so much, Lorelai.
No. You won't. That's the only reason I can do this. Pull the switch now, Jeffrey.
Here goes nothing.
Wait, stop. Gibson, no.
It worked.
Everything's back to normal, guys. The whole city looks like nothing even happened.
That's good, Gwendolyn.
That's very good.
Lorelai.
Oh, get off it. I'll be all right. Could be worse after all. Could be the end of the world.
She was here. She was right here. I saw her.
Who did you see?
Gretchen. She was right in front of me. She said my name. Then she... When you blocked the signal, she... Oh, God. Oh, God, no.
Gretchen was a ghost?
She's dead, Gwen. She's dead.
Geek by Night will be right back.
Hi, this is Geek by Night creator and executive producer Scott Corelli here to tell you about our Patreon page at duelinggenre.com/support. As we begin the second half of Geek by Night Season 1, we're beginning to look forward to Season 2, but we need your help. Making this show is my favorite thing I've ever done. It's hard work and time-consuming for everyone involved. This season, we've all worked without any sort of compensation. No one has even asked. But when we begin work on Season 2, I'd like to begin paying people for the work they do, writing, acting, directing, editing, producing, and scoring every episode. To do this, I need your support. Our minimum goal for Season 2 of Geek by Night is $1,000 per month on Patreon, and we're already a quarter of the way there. But we're not expecting your financial support for nothing. Our Patreon page is loaded with exclusive Geek by Night special features such as scripts, soundtracks, and omnibus editions that combine parts 1 and 2 of every episode into a seamless experience without commercial breaks. There's also the monthly commentary podcast hosted by Brian Brown and featuring me and Nick discussing the latest episode with the cast and writing staff, as well as answering fan questions from the Patreon supporters who made it all possible. Plus, Nick and I's Patreon exclusive Not Writing podcast and all of the bonus features for our other podcasts, Back to the Future Minute and The Doctor's Companion. All of this is available to Patreon subscribers for only $5 a month. At $10 a month, you get all of that, plus a chance to win a guest spot on one of Nick and I's podcasts, including a featured extra role on Geek by Night. You can even double your chances to win for $15 a month. At higher levels, you can become a Patreon associate producer in all of our podcasts and even get an original piece of artwork by dueling genre artist Kevin Ziegler. We want a Season 2 of Geek by Night as much as you do, but our goals don't stop there. Future Patreon goals include an indefinite renewal for the series going forward towards Season 3 and beyond, monthly live script readings with the cast, a musical episode, a comic book, and even a live stage show. But it all begins with our goal for Geek by Night Season 2. So go to duelinggenre.com/support and become a Patreon member today. Hey, I'm Scott Corelli.
I'm Cassandra Fredrickson.
And I'm Nick Jimenez.
Doctor Who won't be back with new episodes until spring of 2017, which means we have at least 18 months without everyone's favorite Time Lord on our screens.
With that long of a wait between new adventures, what's a Doctor Who fan to do?
Introducing Doctor Who, The Long Way Round, a weekly series presented by the Doctor's Companion podcast.
Join us every Sunday as we review, discuss, and recap every episode of Doctor Who, one Doctor at a time.
From William Hartnell in An Unearthly Child to Matt Smith in Time of the Doctor, we'll be covering Classic Who, Modern Who, and even some Big Finish audio adventures with humor, a critical eye, and lots of love.
It's the perfect time to start Doctor Who from the beginning. So subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or visit us on the web at thedoctorscompanion.us.
Hey, I'm Scott Corelli.
And I'm Nick Jimenez.
And we all know and love Back to the Future. Doc Brown, Marty McFly, The DeLorean.
He will lose the news.
But did you know that screenwriter Bob Gale originally conceived the movie after seeing a photo of his dad as a teenager and wondering if they would have been friends?
Or that the actor who played Lorraine's father in 1955 provided the voice for over a dozen different characters in She-Ra, Princess of Power?
Or that Leah Thompson would listen to Mr. Sandman on repeat alone in her trailer to prepare for her scenes as a 1950s teenage girl?
These are just some of the things we talk about on Back to the Future Minute, the daily podcast where we go through Back to the Future, greatest movie of all time, 1 minute at a time.
Join us Monday through Friday as we watch and discuss 1 minute of Back to the Future and get to know your favorite movie better than ever with us and new cool guests every week on Back to the Future Minute.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or just visit us on the web at backtothefutureminute.com.
We now return to Geek by Night.
The world is nearly over, dear listeners. But I will never leave your...
Hey, what happened? The feed went dead. Where's my signal?
All of the ghosts and stuff are gone.
Everything is back to normal outside.
Where's my signal?
Something's jamming our broadcast.
Well, unjam it then. Get me back on the air.
I can't unjam it, Nathan. I don't know what's causing it.
Well, whoever's behind it must have known that you were the reason all this was happening.
What would it matter? It's not like they would be able to prove anything.
Maybe not. But if they can't take care of you legally, I bet they're on their way to at least take care of you personally.
If I were you, Nathan, I'd get the hell out of my studio.
Whatever. This place is a joke anyway. You're all amateurs.
How are your legs, Teddy?
I think I'm starting to get some feeling back. Thanks. And look, about all of that stuff that I said.
Teddy.
No, Veronica. I was wrong, okay? You were right about everything. I'm sorry I ever doubted you.
You know, I respect you more than anyone else in this business, Teddy. All I ever wanted was your respect. But the way you treated me today...
I'm so sorry.
I accept your apology. I do, but I can't let it happen again.
It won't.
I know it won't, Teddy, because I quit.
I can't believe this. I was so close. The whole city was hanging on my every word.
Until someone pulled your plug.
What? Look, I don't have time for this right now.
You know, I like your style, Nathan. The whole spook show act, impressive stuff.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You have the ability to manipulate the entire fabric of physical existence by simply speaking. No doubt a... direct result of the Swift Industries incident.
Are you the one who jammed the broadcast?
No, but I know who did.
Tell me.
All in good time. For now, I'd like you to come with me. My employer would like to meet you.
Do you work for Lorelei Swift?
Of course not. Lorelei Swift is not someone to be trusted.
But your employer is.
Yes, and he's very interested in working with you.
What kind of work?
The kind that will put you in the spotlight again, Nathan. But this time on a much larger stage. Come with me.
Excuse me, can I help you?
Oh, not really yet. We're actually meeting the rest of our party here.
I see. Well, with everything that's happened, we aren't actually accepting any visitors today. But if you had a reservation for one of our public tours, I'd be happy to reschedule it for you.
We're not here for the tour, lady.
If you're not here for the tour, then why are you here?
We're here for Nathan Gershwin. Where is he?
Lorelei.
Oh, he's not here, Miss Swift.
You let him leave?
I mean, I didn't personally, but...
What's your name?
Mary.
Mary. Be a dear, find me someone who can actually answer my questions, please.
Of course, Miss Swift, right away.
Bloody receptionists. Gwendolyn, Jeffrey, you all right? Where's Elliot?
He went home. He wasn't exactly feeling up to all this after, you know.
What? After what?
Gretchen.
What about her?
She's dead, Lorelei.
Oh, that. Well, I'm sure he'll be fine.
Fine? He's about the farthest thing from fine anyone can be.
Yeah, Lorelai, he was a wreck. Practically catatonic by the time we dropped him off at his place. I mean, I've seen Elliot in a pretty bad place before, but this was... different.
Ugh, poor Elliot.
Are we even sure what Elliot thought he saw was accurate?
Victor was there.
Well, yeah, I was, but I couldn't see anything because the cameras hadn't turned back on yet. But I definitely heard a woman's voice, and she definitely recognized him. And Elliot seemed to believe that she was Gretchen.
But does that mean that Gretchen is actually dead? These ghosts weren't real. They were created by Nathan and our own memories. Maybe this ghost Gretchen was only a manifestation of Elliot's fear that Gretchen was dead. There's no real proof that there's any sort of correlation between Nathan's ghosts and the actual dead.
You think Gretchen could still be alive?
I don't know. I just don't think we should rule it out.
I hope you're right. Because I can't stop thinking about all the things that could have happened to her.
You just need to focus on something else. Like finding Nathan Gershwin.
Why are you looking for Nathan Gershwin?
Oh! Veronica Belknap. Hello.
Miss Swift. Why are you looking for Nathan Gershwin?
I believe he was responsible for what happened today.
He was. But why does that concern you? Were you involved?
I didn't say that.
You didn't have to. I asked.
Where has Nathan gone off to?
Security cameras saw him meet up with a woman in the back of the building and leave with her.
A woman? Someone he knew?
It didn't look like it.
Hmm.
So I answered your questions. Now, how about you return the favor? Why is Lorelai Swift looking for Nathan Gershwin?
She's not. We are.
Who are you?
I don't know. Debt collectors or something?
Or something.
Yep. Mr. Gershwin owes us a lot of money, and we've come to collect. Lorelai was just helping us because,
Well, I just fancy a bit of mystery, don't I? Lorelai Swift on the case and all that. I really should be going, though.
Yeah. If Nathan isn't here, then it's another case gone cold for the... debt collectors.
Or something.
Yep. Bye.
What the hell was that about?
That was Lorelai Swift trying to find Nathan Gershwin.
That's interesting.
Isn't it?
You gonna do a piece about it?
Thinking about it.
Good. I'll send an intern to unpack your office.
Teddy.
Where else are you going to do a story like that?
I don't know. Maybe I'll start a podcast.
A podcast?
Maybe.
Veronica, come on. You have to realize you're making a huge mistake here.
No, Teddy. The mistake was blowing my best years working for a place that stabbed me in the belly as soon as there were ratings on the line. There's a real story out there. Something big, something weird, and I'm gonna find out what it is. My way. On my own.
I'm coming with you.
Fred?
You're the reason I even got this job, Veronica. If it wasn't for you, I'd still be working at that gas station worrying about paying rent. I'm with you wherever you go.
I really appreciate that. I do. I don't know if I can rely on other people right now.
Come on, V. Don't ruin my Jerry Maguire moment.
Technically, I'm the one having the Jerry Maguire moment. You're having a Dorothy Boyd.
Who's that?
Renee Zellweger.
Oh. Okay, sure, whatever. I mean, I'll be Jonathan Lipnicki. I don't care. Just take me with you.
All right, let's roll. Teddy, have my things sent to my apartment.
You know, there's no coming back from this, Veronica.
That's funny. You said the same thing to Nathan Gershwin.
So, where do we start?
Drinks. Maybe some food, too. But mostly drinks.
And then?
And then, we start digging, Fred. I want everything we can find on Swift Industries. Every deal, every project, every pool Lorelai Swift ever dipped her toe into. There's a whole lot of skeletons in her closet. I'm gonna check every bone.
Hello, Elliot.
Lorelai. Guys.
Hey, man.
Hi.
Elliot, I made you a casserole. Except, I don't really know how to make a casserole, so it's just like hamburger helper in a casserole dish. Well, that's what people do in these situations, right? Casseroles?
Thanks, Mindy.
Yeah.
Where are all of your boxes?
Did you unpack?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm not moving.
Do you think that continuing to stay here is wise? It doesn't seem very healthy.
I'm fine.
Your behavior seems to suggest otherwise.
Yeah, why don't you let us in so we can talk about this?
I just want to be left alone.
We're trying to help you, Elliot.
Right. My girlfriend is dead. I'm never going to see her again or find out what happened to her, but hey, I've got a casserole dish full of hamburger helper, so I guess things are looking up. Maybe next time you can bring some shake and bake.
Mindy, wait.
Dude, I know you're upset, but Mindy didn't deserve that.
I can't deal with any of this right now.
I know what you're going through, Elliot. When Henry died, I was inconsolable. Spent weeks pushing people away till it was just me and my grief, and I reveled in it. For a long time, because I could, because it was easy. But it was also a waste. Gretchen may be gone, but you're not. And you have so much to live for. You've got superpowers, for goodness sake!
Yeah? Well, what's the point of having powers if I couldn't do anything to save her?
Elliot, Gretchen wouldn't want this.
But Gretchen isn't here anymore, is she?
Geek by Night will return with Identity Crisis Part 1 on August 17th. But in the meantime, you can leave comments for us on our website, duelinggenre.com, or email us, contact@geekbynight.net. Help Geek by Night produce a second season, a fully produced musical episode, and much more by supporting the show on Patreon at duelinggenre.com/support, where you will gain access to exclusive scripts and podcasts featuring interviews with the cast and crew. Only for Patreon members. Geek by Night is executive produced by Scott Corelli and Nick Jimenez. Co-executive produced by Cassandra Fredrickson. Associate produced by Patreon members David Jeffries and Leaper 182. Starring Chris O'Connor as Jeff Gibson, Ray Russo as Gwen Allen, Matt Mazel as Elliot Markowitz, Andrew Ball as Simon Holt, Morgan Spencer as Mindy Gibson, Naomi Wong as Lorelei Swift, and Jay Malone as Victor Conrad. Also starring, Rachel Banks as Veronica Belknap, Brian Brown as Nathan Gershwin, Joe Stofko as Teddy, Kevin Kuto as Fred, Nicholas Andrew Louis as Henry, and Rachel Gatlin as Mystery Woman. Additional voice work by Chris Zito, Haley Johnson, and Nolan Tashian. Casting by Chelsea Kern. Ghost Story Part 2, written by Scott Corelli, Nick Jimenez, and Cassandra Fredrickson. Directed by Cassandra Fredrickson. Edited by Scott Corelli. Geek by Night theme by Zach Gibson. Original score and final mix by Scott Tofty. Credits read by Brian Brown. Geek by Night created by Scott Corelli. All characters in this work are entirely fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. Copyright 2016, Dueling Genre Productions. Thanks for listening.
Do you have any idea how close you are to undoing everything we've been working toward?
I'm sorry, Lorelei. I only stepped out for a second. I had no way of knowing that Elliot would be in the hallway right outside my room. I mean, what are the odds of that? Do you have any idea how many hallways are in this place?
207. But that doesn't matter, Gretchen. The rule is, when Elliot is in the building, you cannot leave your room under any circumstance.
Communications were down. I had no idea that Elliot was in the building. I just wanted to know what was going on. As soon as he turned away, I ducked back into my room. I thought he'd just think I was a hallucination or something.
Well, circumstances being what they were, now he thinks you're dead.
Oh my god. We have to tell him the truth.
Can't. You know we can't.
But
what we're doing here cannot be compromised under any circumstance. You know what's at stake.
I do. Of course I do. But doesn't this complicate things?
Considerably. But it changes nothing. When the time comes, you'll still have to...
I know. I won't hesitate, don't worry. It's what needs to be done.
It is. And he'll understand. They all will, but Gretchen, until then,
I'm a ghost.